June 2007, Section 3, Question 21. Now, here we're looking to weaken the argument. We want to hurt the argument, and so we'll look for the evidence and conclusion, look for gaps, and see if we can attack those. So it says animals raised on grain have to be fed 16 pounds of grain for a pound of meat. A pound of meat is more nutritious for humans than a pound of grain, but 16 could feed many more people than could a pound of meat. Okay, so basically we're getting a relationship between the amount that you have to feed an animal raised on grain versus what you could feed, how many humans you could feed on that. With grain yields leveling off, large areas of farmland going out of production each year, and the population rapidly expanding, okay, so all these things are happening, we must accept the fact that consumption of meat will soon be morally unacceptable. So the conclusion is eating meat will be morally unacceptable. The evidence is that the grain used to produce meat could feed more humans. And second, that we're getting a decreasing or leveling off in grain production and an increase in population. So here the gap is, well, even if those things are happening, it could be that we still have enough food to go around. So that's kind of one of the gaps. But there are others in this as well. We'll just see what we get. So we want anything that's going to say, no, eating meat is still okay. Even though it has been established that vegetarian diet can be healthy, many people prefer to eat meat and are willing to pay for it. Well, we don't really care whether what people prefer or whether they can pay for it. We care about whether it is morally acceptable. That's what our conclusion is stating, not about whether something is feasible. B, often cattle or sheep can be raised to maturity on grass from pasture land that's unsuitable for any other kind of farming. Now, in this case, I'm going to hold on to it, because while this seems to come out of nowhere, it's saying cattle or sheep can be raised to maturity on grass from pasture land that's unsuitable for any other kind of farming. So that's saying, look, we could have a source of meat that doesn't cut into the food supply for humans. So B is good. C, if a grain diet is supplemented with protein from non-animal sources, it can have nutritional value equivalent to that of a diet containing meat. That, if anything, would strengthen this argument and say, yeah, it's going to be just fine to avoid meat. D, although prime farmland near metropolitan areas is being lost rapidly to suburban development, we could reverse this trend by choosing to live in areas that are already urban. Well, that's just saying we could slow this down, but it doesn't really hurt this argument that much, because we still are going to have the grain yields leveling off, and we also still have a rapidly expanding population. And then E, nutritionists agree that diet composed solely of grain is not adequate for human health. Well, that doesn't necessarily weaken this argument that much, because the argument isn't saying that we're going to have this optimal health. The argument is just saying that eating meat is problematic. It doesn't say that the only thing we'll eat is grain. It's just saying that meat would be morally unacceptable. So therefore, answer choice B is our correct response. Now, even though this brings up new information, it's important to remember that's just fine on a strengthen, weaken, or resolve question. And so therefore, answer choice B is our best response.